sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Wolamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 24 kuMpandula 2023 ngokhiphi Stube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Silenkinga esihlangana naso sivela kukhetho njengamaZimbabweans kwa confronted with a big political problem eseZimbabwe emayelana lendaba ke yokuhlukuluzwa kwabantu ngemva kokhetho.
Abakubandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change bakhala ngokubotshwa mahlayana ngamapholisa.
Amaphosa nabantu abafundela umsebenzi abakwazi ukuthi umuntu uma ehambe kanje uqamule umthetho. So thina sikhangela ukuthi bona abantu laba babotshwa ngamapholisa abayi babagcini bomthetho abakhangela ukuthi umuntu udalele iphicane.
Kodwa abakubandla le-ZANU-PF bathi ngabazilutho ngokubotshwa kwamalunga e-CCC. Sizalethulela ezemidlalo ezabatsha lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Abakubandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Jambisa bathi amalunga ebandlaleli abotshwa mahlayana eZimbabwe kulandela ukhetho oluqhutshwe ngoNcwabakazi lonyaka. Kusanda kubotshwa umeya weBindura umnumzana Jacob Gwature okuthiwa watshontsha imali yabantu. Leli licala lakudala. Banengi abakubandlaleli ababotshwa ngamapholisa. Umnumzana Ostalo Siseziba osanda kumiswa emthethwandaba esithuswa icala lokuthi wathethisa owesifazana ngesikhathi kukhankaselwa ukhetho oledluleyo uthi athwele nzima amalunga e-CCC.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu yethu. Sile nkinga esihlangana naso sivela kukhetho njengamaZimbabweans kwa confronted with a big political problem eseZimbabwe emayelana le ndaba ke yokuhlukuluzwa kwabantu ngemva kokhetho. Ungakhangela kuwo mguza, ungahamba emaphandleni abantu bayahlukuluzwa ukuba nalavotelelani nge-ICC. Abantu abavotelani i-ICC bavotela ukubana kube le nguquko kwele Zimbabwe. Ungakhangela isimo lempilo zabantu ziyaveza sobala ukubana kwele Zimbabwe sile nkinga. Ungahamba umgwaqo wetsholotsho uyakutshengisa isimo sikahulumende. Usuka enkaya ubuya kobulawa emadolobheni. Noma usizama ukuyakhona into kuma emadolobha angasakubula ukuyakuvezela sobala. Ungahamba uyengena kubo kulilima isimo sempilo yabantu, ungakhangela izikhwama zabantu, ukhangela amateacher osobhuku izinduna, ukhangela amasocial amapolisa. Impilo yabo yakuvezela ukubana eZimbabwe kule nkinga, and inkinga ilapha ukubana ukhethe leZimbabwe layenza ngendlela engasiyo ikakhulu indaba yemanipulation lokutshontshwa kwamavoti ukubana iZANU-PF ifuna ukuretaina ke amavoti without the mandate of the people.
Usiziba ongumsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC njalo omele ijabalala phela indaba edala lephalamende uthi uyamangalisa okwenziwa ngamapholisa okhanya ebambisana lebandla le-ZANU-PF.
Konke khonoku kuvezakala ngenxa yokubana ungathi uwinile angeza kulandela ushiyatshaya abantu noma uhlukumeza abantu wena nxa usuthi winile. Ngingakhangela we have two members of parliament, Honorable Maureen Kadenwama, Honorable Siziba, bonke bangena lokuphuma eMadali on account of politics. Ungakhangela ke amakhansela eHarare, our deputy mayor, kathethi umeyor wethu weBindura ubotshwe bebotshela all on flimsy charges ukuthi abanye bathi kuthiwa wahamba wahlabela, abanye babotshela indaba zokuthi ubukelelani iHighlanders. So kulicala ukusupporta iHighlanders, which we know ukuthi iHighlanders is the team of the nation. And they asosisayikele ukuyisupporta ngabo every Zimbabwean unelungelo lokusupporta ke i-team ayifuna.
Asenelisanga ukuxoxa ngodaba lolu lesikhulumele samapholisa u-Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyati ubengaphenduli umakhalekhukhwini. Ibandla leZANU-PF lithi kalilani lokubotshwa kwamalunga ebandla le-CCC. Umnumzana Malaki Nkomo okubandla elibusayo uthi amapholisa kumele akhululeke ekuqhubeni umsebenzi wabo.
Uma umuntu ebotshwa mbonani kule charge sheet elitshengiselayo ukuthi umuntu udala icala bani, okuyikuthi abantu ababopha abantu ngamapholisa siyo ZANU-PF. So ngaleyo ndlela amapholisa nangabantu abafundela umsebenzi abakwazi ukuthi umuntu uma ehambe kanje uqamule umthetho. So thina sikhangela ukuthi kona abantu laba babotshwa ngamapholisa abayi babagcini bomthetho abakhangelela ukuthi umuntu udalele iphicala. Okwaba buhlungu yikuthi abantu balethe indaba zamapholisa le ndaba zokuweqwa komthetho babe sebesithi ngendlela ukuthi laba ngenxa yokuthi bayibandla le-CCC akusafanelanga babotshwe. Ah, lapho mbungene singasakwazi esikwenzayo. Kanti ke iqiniso elikhona ukuthi uma kuthi kulecala abalidalileyo ungwezanupf ngowe-CCC amaphoyisa bakhangela ibandla bakhangela ukuthi idale icala bani. So ngaleyo ndlela mboni ngani mina ukuthi singafaka ibandla lezanupf phakathi ngokubotshwa kwabantu sabe sesiphambanisa. Ayisiyo zanupf obopha abantu, abantu babotshwa ngamapholisa ngokuqamula ababe bekwenze imithetho.
Kodwa umnumzana Nhlanhla Moses Ncube unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso ye-Freedom Alliance uthi ukwenzakala kule Zimbabwe kwamanje kuthakazelelwa libandla elibusayo.
Umumo wezombusazwe elizweni umi kabi kakhulu umanzonzo ukuthi labazigcobileyo bazigcobe ngesibhuda abasazi ukuthi benzeni ngaso ukuthi bangahamba baye emtshadweni ngesibhuda sabo siyabayangisa labo njengoba bebekhona phana. Kukukhethwe le cabinethi vele kakukho ukuhambayo, yindlela nje yokufosela kuphela ke eyenkani esiyibonayo. Ukuhlutshwa ke kwalaba abaphikisayo akusiyo into emangalisayo ke, sokuyinto eyinjwayelo elizweni. Okufuneka sikusho ukuthi kuyinto embi kakhulu khona lokho. Bese sibokhangela futhi ke ukuthi i-CCC ilokhi lo mcabango wokuthi ukhetho alube khona. Ngicabanga ukuthi ngumbono omuhle, umbono esingathi unika abantu induduzo kuhamba kusiyale, ngoba siyamazi uhulumende weZimbabwe since 1980 ulenye inkani eyesabekayo, inkani ezilayo eyangisayo, akalandaba lokuthi abantu kuyini abakufunayo. Kuyatshengisela ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe nxa kuyikuthi ukhetho nxa ulukhangele kuyi-half-half ngenye indlela, okuyikuthi uhulumende owabantu abahlakaniphileyo abalobuchopho bebeza kubona kuswelekile ukuthi kukhona okumele ukuthi ke kwenzakale. Ngesho ake kungenzeka kumbe ngokusweleka okwekwenhlanhla kungenzeka ukuthi ke izami iqhubeke ngezinto zinjalo, umkhono mubola kusiya phambili kusiya khona le ku-2028. Yikho ke okubuhlungu kakhulu khonoko. Kuyadinga ukuthi abantu nxa bevota kabavote kubonakale ukuthi izano kabayifuni, hayi ukuthi babe besenza ingiphongipho.
Kulabanye abakubandla elibusayo abathi akumelanga kukhahlanyezwe amalunga amabandla aphikisayo ngoba i-CCC kayimanga kahle okwamanje. Umnumzana Joseph Chuma okudalele ZANU-PF Central Committee ngomunye olombonolo. Baningi abantu abathi kumele inkokheli yebandla elibusayo le-CCC ikhumisane umlotha ukuze kulungiswe okuningi okubhekane labantu kwele Zimbabwe. I-CCC ithi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa weba ukhetho olwaqhutshwa ngoNcwabakazi. Singangeni kusigaba esilandelayo, sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Kulabantu abedlula amajumi amathathu 34 ababhubhe kulandela ukulumatha kwamafutha epetulo kwele Benin. Amafutha la abethengiswa ngodlu. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba uMnumzana Lloyd Austin ophethe uhlangothi lukahulumende lwezomvikela kwele Melika wethekelela kuzwekazi le-Afrika. Ukhangelwe ukuba uzakhulumisana nenkokheli yamazwe ambalwa ngezomvikela. Okwamanje sike sizwe ezamasiko. Kwezamasiko namhlanje sikhuluma lo mnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya ngesithombe sikamzilikazi kamashobane. Baba Ngwenya, siyawamukela kuhlelo, kunjani ba?
Ngibingelele bakudube mfinde, ngibingelele nakubalaleli bethu abasakazi bonke bomsakazi wathe esiwuthanda kangaka.
Ye, akusitshele ngesithombe senkosi umzilikazi esisanda kwethulwa.
Isithombe lesana abalaleli bonke abasibonayo isembulwa laphayana endaweni ebizwa kuthiwa kuseKida Lodge. Kuliplazi lelana lika-Prime Minister ngithi noma ngithi undunankulu owayengundunankulu wase-South Africa uPaul Kruger. Abanikazi baleya ndawo bathi bona ekubhaleni kwabo umlando kumbe ngithi ekulondolezeni kwabo umlando noma imbali yesizwe sabo njengesizwe samabhunu ama-Afrikaners bakubona kufanele ukuthi baphinde futhi baveze ukuthi elinye lamaqhawe abahluphana elahluphana nabo khokho bani babo yilo iqhawe lakwethu elingumsungulo esizwe sakithi inkosi umzibilikazi kamashobane echaza umama lwana uSarah uyasho ukuthi sebekwenzile konke banezithombe laphana zabo Mahatma Gandhi nabanye inkosi yamahahla bakubona kubona kufanele ukuthi ngeke bawuxoxe kumbe ihistory yabo ngeke bayixoxe engaxoxanga ngomzilikazi. Uzakhumbula ukuthi isilo sasemhlahlandlela sesisukele babudube kwaZulu asizange siye straight ebudlanondo noma ngithi namhlanje sekuyiZimbabwe laphana. Saqala sathi ukuzulazula khona lapha phakathi neSouth Africa esingaba lenkabazwe sibale khona eNorth West laphana kuze kuyebaleka khona phana endaweni ekuthiwa kusebhuke ngeRustin eyafika laphana yaba nezigodlo ezintathu okwagcina sokusiba lesesine esithiwa seGabheni. Kwakunesigodlo laphana okwakuthiwa kusekuphumuleni, kube nesigodlo sasemhlahlandlela, bese kuba nesigodlo sasendinaneni. Yilapho-ke inkosi yakithi eyazinza khona, okwathi ngaleso sikhathi sazinze lapho kwaba lokuhluphana kakhulu namabhunu ngendlela eyisimama, kangangokuthi babesazi ukuthi uma beke badifita behlula iqhawe elingumzilikazi kusho ukuthi umhlaba lo ababewufuna babezowuthola, njengoba nabo bekuchaza kabanzi ukuthi bahluphana kakhulu nenkosi umzilikazi.
Ye, khonapho-ke singathi kuqakatheke kanganani ukuthi kufake isithombe selesi?
Kuqakatheke kakhulu, ikakhulu kithi nathi siyisizwe, ngoba le nto ebizwa ngesilungu uxolo ukhona oba ngumsindi, ukurecognizewa kwesizwe sakithi ikakhulu kwenkosi okuyiyona umsungulo esizwe, lokho kufanele singabethwakazi sikujabulele, ngoba ziningi izinto ezingavezwa ngobuqhawe kumbe neqhaza elabanjwa ngokhokho bethu benenkosi umzilikazi ekadeni, okuthi noma kuxoxwa kube sengathi ngabantu abangazanga bavele emlandweni, kanti ngempela okhokho bethu nenkosi umzilikazi balibamba iqhaza kakhulu, ikakhulu lekulweleni umhlaba khona lapha endaweni yaseNingizimu ne-Afrika.
Ye, vala khonapho-ke usitshele ukuthi pho njengoba sekule sitombe lesi abafisa ukusibona bengenza njani?
Bengaxhumana ne-ofisi lenkosi, ngizoxolisa kodwa-ke inamba okwamanje ngiyilibele, kodwa-ke bengasebenzisa noma eyami inamba bese ngibaxhumanisa ne-ofisi lenkosi, sibaxhumanise futhi laleyo ndawo ukuthi bekwazi ukuthi bayofika khona. Kubaluleke kakhulu ukuthi abantu bakithi kunokwenzeka uthole ukuthi abanye abajabule ngesithombe ukuthi asisihlanga, kodwa khona lokuyana nje ukuthi sithole ukurecognizewa kubaluleke kakhulu ekutheni nathi singabantu namhlanje sesiyaziwa umhlaba wonke ukuthi siyisizwe ngempela esivelayo esilomlando futhi. Ngakho-ke abantu kuyabakhuthaza ukuthi nxa bekhona abanye abathi bona bangenza kangcono, kulungile nabo abasenze isithombe senkosi umzilikazi noma khona fana emhlahlandlela okwakuyisigodlo senkosi. Lokhuyana kuyasikhuthaza ngempela ukuthi nathi sikwenze okwethu okuzokwenza ukuthi kuhlale kuyisikhumbuzo esizokwaziwa yizizukulwane zonke ezesizwe sakithi.
Ye, lo-ke kubaba uMnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Siyabonga kakhulu Ngwenya, ungadinga kusasa. Okwamanje sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu silontukamela inkomo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama ngontungami lenkomo. Lamhlanje ngilomfundisi uSenispanda. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfundisi.
Ngiyabingelela abalaleli namhlanje kusihlwa. Ngiyakhola libe leviki enhle.
Usiphatheleni lamhlanje?
Namuhla ngifuna sikhangele umbhalo ovela kuJakobe ichapter ka-5 ivesi isukela ku-16 ithi yona, ngakho-ke vumani izono zenu omunye komunye njalo likhulekelane ukuze lisiliswe. Umkhuleko womuntu olungileyo ulamandla njalo uyasebenza. U-Elijah wayengumuntu njengathi, wakhuleka ngokuchiseka ukuba izulu lingani, lakanye kalinanga elizweni iminyaka emithathu lengxenye. Wakhuleka futhi amazulu aletha izulu, kwathi umhlaba la wathela izilimo zawo. Ngifuna ukuba namhlanje sikhangeleni lolu daba oluqakathekileyo olomthandazo. Siyakwazi ukuthi abafundi bakaJesu kulento eyodwa abacela ukuba sicela usifundise. Bathi kuye, sicela usifundise ukuba sithandaze njani. Base bebonile ukuba uJesu nxa engenzi izinto ezilethe inguquko ebantwini wayeqala ngomthandazo. UJakobe lapho yakhuluma ukuba umkhuleko womuntu olungileyo ulamandla njalo uyasebenza. Lapha mfuna ukuthi sinanzelele ukuthi gathi ukuthi umkhuleko womuntu ongalasono, gathi njalo ukuthi umkhuleko womuntu ongaphambanisiyo, kodwa ukuthi umkhuleko womuntu olungileyo. Mfuna ukuthi sinanzelele ukuthi ukulunga kwethu kuvela kuKristu. Kuthi ukuthi lo umkhuleko oma umuntu ema egxile kuKristu. Kulabantu abafuna ukuthandaza umbe bekhuleke kuNkulunkulu bethi kodwa uNkulunkulu kenzi lutho kodwa ungagxilanga kuye. Kutsho ukuthi ukulunga kwethu ayisikho msebenzi esiyenzayo, silungile ngenxa yokuthi sinokholo kuKristu njalo sigxile kuye, njalo sithi ukulunga kwethu kuvelela kuye. UKristu yikho ukulunga kwethu. Ngakho uJakobe lapho uyagcizelela lindaba ukuthi ke umthandazo onamandla, umthandazo osebenza ngomuntu ogxile kuKristu. Le into yokuqala emfuna uyibambe mlalelo wami uyizwisise ukuba ungeke wathi wena akulandaba lokuthi ngibe kuKristu. Kulabantu abathi hayi mina ngilikholwa kodwa lasechurch vela ngiyi. Kambe shuwa ungabe uthandana lomuntu ungamfoneli, ungakhulumisani laye, ungazange wenze isivumelwano uthi kodwa siyathandana lingakhulumisana. Ntsho lokho kutho ukuthi udlelwano lobu buyophela kungabi le mpumelo enhle. Njalo siyananzelela ukuthi ukhuluma lapha ngo-Elijah, ukuthi u-Elijah wayengumuntu onjengathi. Kutho ukuthi lapha loba sibuthakathaka, loba singabantu, kodwa ke uThixo usinika umusa wokuba nxa sithandaza, umthandazo yethu ilethe inguquko. Abanye abantu bacawunta hayi kumele ngiye kumprofethi ukuthi kube ngiyenithandazelayo, kumbe ngiye kubhishophu, kumbe ngiye kumfundisi. UNkulunkulu usibizele ukuthi wonke umuntu akwanise ukuthandaza akhulumisane laye, kunganakukhetha ukuthi ungubani. Ngakho-ke wena onilaleleyo unalo ilungelo lokuma esigabeni sokuthandaza ukhulumisana lo Nkulunkulu, aphendule umthandazo yakho.
Akuyiphethe mfundisi.
Nkulunkulu wami namhlanje siyathandaza ukuba ungabe kuyiziphi izidingo zalaba abalaleleyo kuli program namhlanje. Ngithandazela ukuba ubathinte. Kunabanye abangezwa kuhle emzimbeni, baphilise Baba ngegama likaJesu, bethole ukuphiliswa okuvelela kuwe. Kulabanye abalezidingo abafuna ukuthi ubenzele izimango, bavulele amasango, ngiyathandaza ngegama likaJesu uba Baba kuliviki ezayo bebona amasango evuleka ukuze bebekwazi ukuba wena uyaphendula imthandazo. Ngegama likaJesu iyathandaza, amen. Inkosi libusise balaleli bami, sihlangane ngeviki elizayo.
Lolo bekuluhlelo fuselela umoya silomfundisi usenisipanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungameli Nkomo. Wezabatsha uTaboka Ncube uxoxa lo nkosazana Mhlela Usizo Ncube weste African Chiefs.
I-gastrotourism yi-experience ehlose ukukholisisa izivakashi zakuleli kunye lezemazweni omhlaba wonke jikelele ezithakazelela ukuzwisisa ezamasiko, kuhlanganyelwe ukudla okushiyatshiyeneyo ikakhulu okomgangatho ophezulu, what we call indigenous foods, okwakithi kutshadiswe lokudla okomhlaba wonke jikelele njalo okushiyatshiyeneyo emazweni esengike ngahamba ngafunda kiwo.
Ekuqaleni i-Global Village Chef's Table inhloso yenu ngeyani?
I-Global Village Chef's Table is an exclusive platform ehlose ukubukisa nokubonakalisa ubuhle belizwe lakithi, ubunandi bokudla kwakithi esikuthi khona i-indigenous cuisine, kuchadiswe lokwamazweni entshonalanga lasempumalanga, American cuisine, European cuisine, Asian cuisine, phakathi kwamanye ama-cuisines. Esikufunayo ukuthi abantu bakwazi ukuxhumanisa ukudla lamasiko, babe lenzwisiso yokuthi njengoluntu umhlaba ufana le village, njalo siyakwazi ukuthi sithole ukuthula lokuzwana lokuthandana sisebenzisa ukudla.
Kuyini okwawenza ukuthi ukhethe lo msebenzi phakathi kweminye imisebenzi yonke?
Mina ngazala ngimncane kakhulu, esithi ngesilungu teenage motherhood. ubunzima engahlangana labo yibo bangifuqayo ukuthi ngisithuthukise kwezemfundo ephathelane nomsebenzi wezandla. Ngakho-ke ngahamba emhlahlandlela ngathola kuvuleka ithuba le-apprenticeship in culinary arts. Nga-aplaya-ke ngenhlahla enkulu ngabizwa e-Victoria Falls Safari Lodge for interview. Ekuhambeni kwami ngagada ibhasi eyayigcwele abelungu abavela emazweni ashiyeshiyeneyo omhlaba. Ngathola ithuba lokuxoxaxoxa labo ngananzela ukuthi yiyo le nto engiyithandayo. Xa ngingathola ithuba lokuthi ngifunde ngifike la okulezinto ezinje khona ngajabula kakhulu. Ngenhlanhla enkulu ngaphumelela kwi-interview yami ngafunda e-School of Hospitality and Tourism koBulawayo ngaqeqesha. Yikho-ke ekusebenzeni ngazimisela ukuthi ngizaba le bhizimusi elizathuthukisa abantu ngokupheka. Manje ngiwumqondisi wesikolo se-School of Food Africa.
Ungathini kwabasakhulayo abathi bona balothando lokuthi benza umsebenzi wokupheka njalo bayawenelisa kodwa belokuthandabuza okokuthi ungaba ngumsebenzi ongabaphilisa na?
Mina ngintombaza lasemakhaya ngokobhekwe lemakhaya ekhesi number 39. Ngangingakhangelelanga ukuthi ngala imvela khona ngingahamba isibanga esingaka empilweni. Ukupheka kwangitshintshela impilo, kwangisiza ngaqala ibhizinesi lami lokufundisa abanye ukuthi ukupheka kuyakwazi ukuthi kugcine. Sengahamba amazwe ngathola ithuba lami ngalokho engikwenzayo ngayafunda e-America iMandela Washington Fellowship eyangivula amehlo ngananzelela ukuthi hayi lami ngingancedisa abanye abafisa ukuzithuthukisa ngokupheka. Manje ngiqondisa isikolo sokupheka okuthiwa i-School of Food Africa abafuna ukulolonga ama-skills abo okupheka, befuna ukuthi baqale amabhizimusi okupheka kumbe badinga imisebenzi endaweni ezibhatala imali ethe xaxa kumbe abafuna ukulondoloza impilakahle yabo ngokudla bangabuya e-School of Food Africa sibafundise. Kufuna ukuzimisela nxa ungene kuprofession yokupheka, kufuna isibindi, ufuna uhlale uzinakekele emzimbeni wakho kanye nokuzwisisa ukuthi imali ungayenza njani ngokudlalela ebantwini abavele sebephakathi kwamabhizinisi abo. Xa usungene kuprofession yokupheka kufuna ukuthi ube ngumuntu okwaziyo into ayifunayo. Xa ungayikhetha ungethuselwa ngabantu noma xa ungayehluleka ungakhalali, vuka uzame, no reverse no retreat no surrender. Xa kuliphupho lakho ekuphekeni, xa ungalezi uphindaphinde liyakwazi ukuthi likutshintshe impilo yakho kunye nabanye abantu. Njengami nje ngikhuluma ngiyalubona utshintsho olukhulu kimi njengomama kunye lamanye amankazana asakhulayo.
Lapha lizwe unkosazana Mhlela Usizo Ncube owe-Stirred Up African Chefs exoxa loTabo kaNcube owe-Studio 7. Wezemidlalo uJoseph Janju usejulela impumelelo yemidlalo edlalwe namhla kwisigaba se-Premier Soccer League.
Iqembu lelindeselitshiwo ngemiklomelo emine liqembu elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo yelenkezi Platinum Stars ngemva kokungqotshwa elikwenziwe ngele-1 ngenye-1 kanyani namhla ngase-Colliery. Iqembu lelindazi lemiklomelo ngamashumi amane lane ukuthi elenkezi Platinum Stars lona lile miklomelo ngamashumi amane lathoba mnembili njalo libhaxabulele ZPC Caribe nge-3 kanyani izolo. Ngomgqibelo kweminye imidlalo edlalwe namhla, iqembu le-Dynamos litshaye le-Capes United nge-1 kanyani enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium, kuthi ele-Black Rhinos linqobele Manyika Diamonds nge-2-1 ngase-Bar. Ngiyimele Studio 7 koBulawayo, ngingu-Joseph Njanji.
Kusenjalo uJoseph Njanji uxoxa lo-Abraham Bayiwa owayengumgadli wamaqembu abalisa i-Islanders, iChapungu kanye leZimbabwe Saints. Umbiba ukhuthaza abaqeqeshi kanye lenkokheli zomdlalo wenguqu ukuba bayamukele ulwazi lolezi nsuku olwe-sports science.
Umbayiwa ofundele izifundo ze-sports science ekolitshini le-National University of Science and Technology uthi kuhle kakhulu ukuba sebebaningi abafundele i-sports science elizweni. Uthi okuqakathekileyo yukuba basebenzise lokho abakufundayo ukuthuthukisa umdlalo wenguqu.
Sisesimeni esihle, but the challenge is now ukuthi are we able to embrace it, ukuyithatha ukuthi senze njani, ukuthi everyone has to accept it, and if we accept it that then we move on. So it's a matter of ukuthi ama coaches akho nabuyayo, they have to embrace the administrators, everyone has to balance his poses. Into yenzakala kwamanye amazwe, that's how they are progressing, that's how they are doing it. Sebeyivumile bayithatha bayifunda, so kuyakufuna into eziningi labo equipment landa.
Ngesikhathi efunda eNust, umbayo ubevele eqeqesha iqembu labasakhulayo ele-First Mobile Academy. Kwaze kusithi nyakenye iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs limuphe ithuba elokuba asebenzise ulwazi lwakhe kusigaba saphezulu ese-Premier Soccer League.
That opportunity engayiphiwa eBulawayo Chiefs, it uplifted me, yangenza lami ngafunda ezinye izinto engangingazazi. Plus izinto ezokuthi, you know, sasifunda eNust, of course we've been taught eNust. And but you know the junk one, if you don't use it practically, you don't see the value of it. So Pilawe Chiefs came knocking and they gave me that opportunity, and at least one or two things, and I was under the mentorship by Nilton, and I'm happy with he took his time to teach me the ropes, and in terms of fitness, in terms of maybe football in general, as a coach, how you behave, how you conduct yourself.
Lonyaka umbayiwa uphenduke uqembu elimkhulisileyo ele Highlanders lapha aqhashwe khona ukuba nguye okhangele uqina kwabadlali ube ingxenye yabaqeqetshi abasebenze leqembu lesizwe lapho lidlala lele Namibia ngosuku kugcotshwa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
And that's the journey, and I'm with Highlanders, and again I'm working with coach Ubrito, and I'm still learning, and it's good to be here. So that our seniors and recently, I was lucky because getting a visa for the first time in the national team to assist as a fitness trainer there for EKMA inauguration. So it shows that maybe there's progress in what we're doing, and I just hope for better things to come, and hopefully we have been doing well as a team as Islanders this year. So it's a good year for us and for everyone. So we hope for the best.
Umbayiwa ukhulele emakhandeni lapho abonwe khona umqeqetshi olodumo u-Alibaba Dube edlala inguqu wasesiyadlala kuqembu labasakhulayo le-Highlanders. Udlale waze waba ingxenye yeqembu elikhulu ele-Highlanders ngomnyaka 2000, kodwa kube nzima ukudlala waze wacina esiyadlala kuqembu le-Chapungu lapho adlale khona waze waphenduka kuqembu le-Highlanders ngo-2007. Uke wadlalela njalo amaqembu abalisayele bantu Rovers kanye le-Zimbabwe Saints, njalo wekele ukudlala ngo-2015 ngesikhathi esefundele ukuba ngumbalisi njengoba wayesefundisa eMabhikwa High School eLupane. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, inguJoseph Njanji.
Sikasizwe ezomculo.
Ngibulise ngibingele njalo obulisayo uBrighton Maphosa ongumeli weqembu leNkayi Challengers. Ya ngiphuma eNkayi esigabeni twa iziqalabeni. Ngikhulele khona lapho into engayisho nje ukuthi ke okwamanje ngilapha koBulawayo, ukho lapho engenzela khona umusic wami ukucula nje. Ngiqale ngo-2020 ya ngilama album angu-2 yokuqala akwanele esibili ngicela ngabantu ama-single ngile-3. Okwamanje ngiyenza i-album entsha ezophuma mhlaka 30 September ethi kukhona okuzolethusa okuyilapho ke okule ngoma khona eziwu-8 ezishisa amalangabi. Abantu bakithi ukuthi le support sesicela uma ufuna umusic ka King Boss yangena ku YouTube uthi King Boss and Nkayi Challengers, uyazithola ingoma, ama video akhona kule yokuqala ethi ukuhlonipha, album yokuqala, kuzobuya lesibili ka 2022 ethi ngicwaye ngabantu lo makoti. Izila ma-video atholakala ku-YouTube njalo nengoma zethu. Abafuna ama-CD atholakala inumber zikhona e-South Africa, Botswana naseZimbabwe, uyazithola ingoma. Siyabonga abantu bakithi ke, sicela uxhaso kakhulu bantu bakithi ukuze sikhule. Siyabonga kubo bonke abasixhasayo, labangakafinyele ukuthi besixhase. Siyakhuthaza njalo ukuthi siyacela bafowethu lisixhase, lisisapote. Sinabantwana abakhonapho koBulawayo, sinabantwana abakhonapho koMthwakazi eZimbabwe, singabenu. Siyabonga abantu bakithi, inkosi yakusithi.
Ngikhulu ke Brighton Maphosa singakagqiba uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje olusikhangele bezikhokhela. Abakubandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change bakhala ngokubotshwa mahlana ngamapholisa, kodwa abakubandla le-ZANU-PF Party ngabazilutho ngokubotshwa kwamalunga e-CCC. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje olubalulisa ngenjabulo ngumthembo osithembayo uKeeps Dube lilale.